Rory Quinlan's saying is totally unacceptable, Greg. First of all, you know, farm families only account for 3.5% of the grant altogether. So it's not a, you know, he's not talking a lot of money, but the, you know, the last 12 months have shown that the difference, you know, and farm assets and farm income, so the farm income this over this last 12 months will be down nearly to zero with, you know, with the weather we've been having for this last year. You can't add the two of them up. It must follow income. It can't follow assets.
But I suppose at the very least what farmers and those affected would want to know is exactly what the situation is. If you pick up the Farmers' Journal, they're accurately reporting what a junior government minister has said.
Yes, and also in the Farmers' Journal, it states that Rory Quinlan said, you know, that he has no intention of following through. So today he's changing his mind. So, you know, he needs to get off the fence and say what he's going to do. But it's unacceptable to go forward and bring in farm assets for students to go to college, because it will be totally deprived. All farm families will be totally deprived of going to third level education, and that's just not on.